have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
He took me from the bottom all the way to the top. That's why I tell the devil, get back. Strapped with the word, click, clack. And you ain't never gotta wonder what my faith said. I can do all things through Christ, did you get that? Chase God, not money, that's true fact. I'm obese with belief, yeah, too fat. My foundation's too strong so it can't crack. I'm cool when life gets rocking, no ASAP. He laid down his life like a flow mat. That's why I go so hard and never grow back. I'm never searching for a blessing at all, cause he's my rock when my back against the wall.
Baking up joy like peanut butter cookies. Get a taste of him and you might start looking. Get the shouting hallelujah, got everybody looking. Yes sir, he's solid. 10 toes down, he endows me with knowledge. Provide strength when I'm weak in my body. I bounce back with a fight like Ali. The Rose, gotta know he don't play. The big homie on the block with the most game. I just lean on him like a brick wall. Got your back when you slack, make the big fall. What a big dog, thank you for the sacrifice. Thank you, Lord, for giving life and sending down the Holy Christ. A refuge and fortress of solitude. I'm flexed up with a tension like attitude.
Pledge allegiance to the best, ain't nothing left to give it that reverence that the Father gets. So every day I work the sweat, can get a flesh, another rest. They say go hard or go home, I say just do whatever's best. It's evident I'm blessed and I work like it. Fight like a Viking, fight like a lichen. The difference is I like it, so I shine like I'm lightning. So I'm going head to head with certain death. Who you liking? Yeah. So it's time for coach to put me in. I'm strapping on my shoulder pads, lacing up my cleats, and then I'm gone with the wind. Like I'm gone in 60 seconds. You can't hold me, you can't check me. Check the memo, check the message running through. Like I'm baddest, I'm trucking whoever's standing in my way. Ain't no way you gon' stop me. You better off to let me in, cause I go hard even though they say no way that I could win. Like I'm Brett Favre, I'ma ride this game. My head to the sky, my grind don't hide. Win, lose, or drought, I'ma ride till I die. I go hard in that lane, my God is the aim. Put me in, coach, and watch me change the game. Cause I'm a game changer, I'm a game changer. 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 Once before, my God came to change the game. Different outlook, hope to life, a different way to play the lane. Now my rushing yards just got rocketing, now I'm so insane. For the kingdom building, now my shot, it cannot be contained. So I'm gon' pray for change, for myself and then what I can. I don't need no euros or no pesos or no money gram. Shout out to Wado, cause I know that he gon' play this fam. The FCA sports camp, game changer, summer jam. I don't need 100 grand to tell him that they need the lamb. Just who I am, Alchem, this where I stand. Man, I'm gon' play the fist, hit so deep and turn it quick. It's like I'm out from the trap to turn around, get back in it. Never that's fucking insane. It's having it, your butt they chain. Like I'm Jack Johnson, the same year he changed his name. So I sacrifice my life for the cause, just to win. And if you a game changer, let me see you my represent. My grind don't hide, win, lose, or drought. I'ma ride till I die. I'm a game changer, 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 I'm a game changer. Now put me in, coach, 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 I'ma go hard,
I'ma go hard, I'ma go hard.
Well, welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with Dre, and that's me. I'm a game changer. Welcome. Wow. Here we are again. It has been quite a week, but we're back where we should always return. Right here for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And I know I say it a lot. I say it quite often. Matter of fact, I say it all the time. But I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it the last time, but that last time, that was the last time. But man, stop. I'm trying not to get too emotional because I really did miss you guys. And I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share it with me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boys, right? Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't take this moment to shout out and thank Elation Magazine and the lovely, the woman of God, the visionary, Miss Kimberly Robinson, for giving me such an amazing platform in which I can use to help so many people. And that's what I do. I like to help people. Elation Magazine, I'm telling you, getting bigger and better, and it's growing and growing. The territory has been increased by the billions. So let's get right into it. You know I love to help people because that's what I do. I'm gonna help you all tonight. This first segment is called Whose Baby Is That? And I love this segment because, you know, there's a lot of kids out there, just the babies, and I believe the children are the future. Yeah, you teach them well. You are. Y'all know the song. If you don't, then Google it. Anyway, I just believe that the children are the future, and these babies, I tell you what, judging by some of these babies, the parents are setting them up for slight failure. No, not all the babies, but just some babies. Some of these babies are just doing too much. They're looking like some or whatever, okay? They acting just too bad, okay? They weren't in and everything, okay? Now, look here. I don't blame the children, not the babies, because I love the babies. But I blame the parents. These parents are horrible. Not all of them, but some of them is just horrible. Now, you might recognize some of these babies. Now, it could be your baby. It could be a family member's baby. Could be a friend's baby, a coworker, a stranger in the street. Someone you see at your local grocery store, at the bank, or someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful, sunny, somewhat chilly day. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people when you see a baby that just ain't doing, acting, or looking right. Now, if you don't recognize any of these and any of the babies that you know, that's because, well, all of the babies are tied into one big, fat baby. And that's your baby. And not because of weight. I'm just saying it's just a lot of babies, and it's a lot of babies on this earth, so they make one big, huge baby. Okay, whose baby is that? Number one, whose baby is that? 3 years old with a gold tooth in his mouth. Come on now. Whose baby is that? Already got a gold tooth? Okay. First of all, he still got his baby teeth. They just came in, and you already got a gold tooth in there. Come on now. Whose baby is that? Number two, whose baby is that? 4 years old. Wearing a nicotine patch, trying to quit smoking. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Come on now. Whose baby is that? Number three, 3 months old, eating White Castle cheeseburgers by themselves. Come on now. 3 months old, he can eat a whole White Castle cheeseburger by himself. How can he hold it in his hand? Come on now. Whose baby is that? That must be a mutant baby. Number four, whose baby is that? 4 months old, with grown people chest hair. Come on now. Stop. Stop. 4 months old, he already got grown people chest hair. Lord have mercy. And number five, whose baby is that? 2 years old, wearing a size medium in men's underwear. That's just... whose baby is that? Number six, 3 years old, and the only words that they can spell are curse words. Come on now. Come on now. Education. Education. Reading is fundamental, but don't have them reading cuss words. Number seven. Whose baby is that? Lord Jesus. 8 months old and been wearing the same diaper so long that his thighs smell like ammonia. Come on. Come on. Come on now. Come on. Whose baby is that? Number eight. 6 months old. And be in the... Lord Jesus. 6 months old and be in the child swing for 8 hours a day. Come on now. You're going to throw that baby's equilibrium off. It's going to take him forever to learn how to walk because to him, he believes he can fly. Come on now. Number nine, whose baby is that? 11 months old and kicked out of daycare for fight. What? That's, you got you a straight up pre-thug. You got you a pre-thug. It's what you got. Number 10, whose baby is that? 3 months old and can't come back to daycare unless he's wearing deodorant. Come on now. You know what? That don't make no sense. If your baby is just that rotten up under the armpits at that age, that don't make no doggone difference. Can't come back to daycare unless he got deodorant on. Again, I'm not trying to hurt nobody's feelings. I'm trying to help people. I'm trying to be a blessing and not a curse. The reason why I do this is for y'all, not for me, because y'all the ones just in trouble. Y'all messed up, and I'm trying to unmesh your mess. This next segment is called Make That Make Sense. I love this segment because you know what? It kind of helps to get some clarification on certain things, on the way people do and why they do certain things. Make that make sense because there's some people out here doing stupid stuff. And before I just totally just write them off as just stuck on stupid, paused on pathetic, a complete just idiot, a master idiot, if you will, master maroon, I just want to understand them. See, maybe you're not really a moron. You're just, you know, you're just a master maroon, meaning I don't understand you, but you got a way of doing things. It don't make sense to me, but you completely understand what you're doing and why you're doing it. And there's a rhyming reason for why you're doing it. I just need you to help me understand it so I don't look down upon you and think badly of you. So make that make sense. Okay? Number one, make that make sense. Women. You see a woman with a wig with a wave cap on top of it. Come on now. Why you make that make sense? Number two, make that make sense. You got fake teeth with real cavities. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. You got fake teeth with real cavities in them? Make that make sense. Number three, make that make sense. You in a wheelchair with dirty shoes. I don't understand that. I mean, because your shoes really not touching the ground. How they dirty? Make that make sense. Number four, make that make sense. You got a CNI dog with bad eyesight. Come on now. Just come on. Literally, it's a blind leading the blind. Number five, make that make sense. You got a carton of cigarettes and a portable oxygen tank. Wait a minute. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Just breathe. Just breathe. Number six, make that make sense. You in, oh my, you know what? You in jail and you online applying for the corrections officer's position. You know what? I bet the hell you don't get it. I bet the hell you don't get it. You might get an interview, but you're not going to get that job. Number seven, make that make sense. You got a ponytail on your head. With the brain of a jackass. Hee-haw. Make that make sense. Number eight, make that make sense. You wearing a bathing suit, but you smell like you ain't never washed up. Ooh. Make that make sense. Instead of a bathing suit, you ought to call it a hazmat suit. It's a lot of funky in there. Number nine, make that make sense. You wearing a wig with a bald spot in it. Come on now. Come on now. Throw that wig away. Okay, that wig has worn out its welcome. Okay, make that make sense. Number 10, you selling Mary Kay and your name is Avon. I love that one because that right there is so true. That is so true. Again, I want to be a blessing and not a curse. This next segment is called Get the Look. Now, I came up with this segment about 5 months ago, or close to 6 months ago. And what inspired it is, you know, a lot of people say things and or do things, and you just look at them like, we both know you lying. Just stop it. Why are you wasting your breath and my time with this lie? So they just get the look. Because you don't want to, if you call them out, you know you're going to have to fight them. And you just might be too tired to really lay these hands on folks. Get the look. Now, you know what? You could be the one that gets the look. Could be a family member that gets the look. Could be a friend, a coworker, a stranger in the street. Someone you see at your local grocery store, at the bank, or someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful, sunny, yet somewhat chilly day. I believe it's our duty and obligation to just stop and point to people and be like, you know what? And give them that look. Now, if you don't ever remember giving the look to anybody, that's because you've been getting it all your life. Do better. Number one, this right here will get the look. You know that $200 I owed you? Somebody stole it, and this is the $360 of mine that they didn't get. See, they stole your $200, and they conveniently left you your $360. So that $200 that you owe me, that was the part of money that they stole. But they didn't touch your $360. Come on now. Yeah, you will get the look. This one right here will get you the look. Can I borrow your car so I can go shopping for you a birthday present? Yeah, okay. This one right here will get you the look. Can I stay at your house this month? I'm getting my walls washed. Yeah, okay. This right here will get you the look. Can I borrow your microwave? Mine is in the shop. You know what? That right there will get you the look. This one right here will get you the look. Excuse me, but I hate that. If it's anything I ever need, I want, I always, you know, I ain't got no problem in working it because I pay my bills and I hate asking for anybody to help me do anything because I don't want to feel like I owe anybody. But having said that, can you pay my rent this month? I can't find my checkbook. What the hell? That right there sure enough will get you the look. It might get you a right or left hook.
This right here will get you the look. Can you watch my kids while I go to the casino and try to win them some money for their school trip coming up? That'll get you the look. And this right here will get you the look. Can I borrow your wig to go swimming? Because, you know, I don't want to mess my hair up. You know what? That'll get you the look. This one right here will get you the look. Can you lend me $1,700? See, I'm trying to go to school and learn how to repair typewriters. First of all, they don't even make the typewriter no more. So you go to school, pay $1,700 of my money to learn how to repair typewriters, something that they don't even make no more. Okay. Or use. Come on. This right here will get you the look. I tell you what, I got something for you. I mean, you're going to love this. I'm selling refurbished false teeth. Okay? It won't take a bite out of your wallet, but it will take a bite of that chicken leg you got in your hand. Come on now. That right there will get you the look. Again, I'm not trying to hurt nobody's feelings. I want to be a blessing and not a curse. I want to help people because that's what I love to do. I'm a helper. But there's some people in this world that'll make you give them the look. And I think they'd rather you look and not touch them. Because if you touch them, you have to hurt them. Now, again, I want y'all to understand that I love you and I care deeply for you. So I'm always looking to find ways to help you. But let me tell you this. I love my people. I love all people. But, you know, I just, you know, I've come to understand that, you know, we all like to enjoy life. And especially, you know, during these times, we're always looking at for the bright side of things. But you know what? I'm going to tell you, black people, we play too much. We do. I mean, it's a time for playing. It's a time to be serious. And black people, sometimes we're serious about our playing too much. And that's what this is basically called. Black people play too much. Okay, this right here. Black people play too much. They play too much because a black person will ask you to lend them $40 on Tuesday. They're going to give it back to you on Friday. When Friday comes and you ask them for it, they get upset at you. See, black people, they just play too much. They really do. This one right here, black people play too much. A black person will be at the gas pump, car on E, $20 in his pocket, and thinking about the decision he got to make, life or death, life-changing decision. Either put $20 in his car, you get to back and forth to work for the rest of the week, take that $20 back and buy a sack of weed. And I hate to say it, that most black people, you see them walking to work, hide in a mug. But now this right here is called black people don't play. Because black people don't play. We don't play about certain things. I tell you what, examples of how black people don't play and when they don't play, man, please. Black people don't play when it comes to their check at work. They don't play. I mean, look. If I'm supposed to get, if every Friday y'all been handing out checks at 3:30, I'm going to tell you one thing. 3:32, I'm up out of my desk. 3:32, I'm up out of my desk. I'm looking, man, where the checks at? What, man, if this place ain't gone bankrupt, let me know right now because I'm getting ready to start loading computer screens in my car. Where my check at, man? Come on, man. Y'all 2 minutes late. Where the checks at? Black people don't play. Black people don't play about this either. They don't play about their check from the government. You know what, man? You'll mess around and put the mailman in the head like about your government check in the mailbox. Man, wait, my check's supposed to come on the 1st and 15th. And then you get mad. If the 15th fall on a Sunday, you expect them to have your check on Friday or Saturday. Because if it come on the 16th that Monday, you got attitude. You got attitude. Black people don't play when it comes to this. Wasting food. They don't. I remember as a child, I was a picky eater. And one time, I refused to eat liver and green beans. I didn't want to eat them. And I, my mama told me I could not leave the table until I finished eating the liver and green beans. You know what? I sat at that table for 5 days. I passed out, woke up in the hospital. They finally stabilized me after about 4 hours. And the doctor asked me if I wanted something to eat. And my mama said, no, he got something to eat. And reached in her purse and pulled out a plastic container that had liver and green beans in it. I'm telling you, it don't need heating up either because it's been sitting on the back of that doggone stove for 5 days. I'm telling you right now, black people don't play about wasting no food. This right here, black people don't play about. They don't play about their work breaks. When it's time to break, man, black people, we're going to break. We're going to break. Matter of fact, we'll mess around and break you down if you stand in the way of us and our break. We don't play that. When it's break time, we break. Meaning we go somewhere and we don't think about that job. But they can be like, man, you know what? Somebody need to take this call. It's an emergency. Somebody take this call. They asking. They need help. Man, please. I'm on break. Matter of fact, if black people, that's why we don't make really good 911 operators. Because if it's break time, I'm sorry. You finna be on hold. Black people don't play when it comes to this. Black women's hair. A black woman's hair, dude, she ain't going to play about it. Matter of fact, a black woman get their hair done, they will sleep standing up. Sure will. They'd be right there with the horses. Black people don't play when it comes to this. Dreams and they sleep. And a black person, when a black person they have a dream, you better believe they don't play about that dream. It means something. Matter of fact, if they dream about fish, it means somebody pregnant. Yes, indeed. If a black person have a dream about fish, they just know that somebody's pregnant. They going baby shopping for somebody kids. They don't know who it is, but they going baby shopping for somebody kids. Black people don't play when it comes to this talking back. No, kids, you can't be talking to black. These today generation kids. Now, they different because these parents is different. But, man, back in the day, my mom and my daddy, let me talk back to my mama, please. My mom ain't gonna drop you off in no police station or no safe place. No, my mama's going to drop you off at the emergency room, and they're going to turn themselves into the police because they didn't hurt you. And they already know they going to jail. I'm telling you, black people just don't play about certain things. And last but not least, black people don't play about this. They don't play about their fried fish. They don't. You know what? You can't bring them that old batter. No, it's got to be that corn bread. They got to be rolled in that cornmeal. They don't play about their fish. Some black people, the wrong tasting fish, you mess around, get slapped with the plate. Black people just don't play about that. Okay? Now, I always like to give y'all a little Jesus in your life, too. It's time to set the atmosphere, y'all. Lord. Welcome. Welcome to another service announcement, because these, of course, are the church service announcements, and I definitely invite you to join us as we get our worship and our praise on. Please, we're always looking for new members to help out on these bills. I mean, to help us praise God and usher the Spirit in. But we are the Jesus Take the Wheel, I Got the Gas Baptist Church. Now we are small in number, but we are big in faith. I'm gonna say it again: we are small in number, but we are big in faith. Reason why I like to do the church announcements is because I always want to make sure that everyone's kept abreast of what's going on within the body. Everyone's on the same page, on one accord, and there's no saint left behind. I like to do the church announcements for individuals that may not have been able to attend the in-person sanctuary services or don't have access to the internet, so they can't watch us as we stream live. The sick did in the shut it up in. I also like to do the church announcements for individuals that may have been in the in-person sanctuary service or watching us as we stream live, but missed some parts or all of the announcements because they were, quite frankly, Well, they was paying attention to the wrong type of thing. First of all, let me tell you. Y'all can judge me any kind of way y'all can, okay? Y'all can judge me any kind of way y'all can. But let me tell you one thing. The next so-called saint, the next so-called saint, called my grandbaby musty and refused to hold her and pick her up when she run to you, you're going to get sucker punched in your chin. Okay, that baby ain't musty. The baby got a problem with his glands. Okay, she got a problem with the glands. Don't you call my baby musty and you hurt her feelings when you don't pick her up. Okay? Anyway, church announcement number one. Mother Buchanan joined the church service and the church family about 3 weeks ago. She joined and she asked for help out on her life bill. So the church raised $200 and 16 cents and paid her light bill so they wouldn't cut her lights off. Well, she ain't been back to church since, and she ain't came up with the money, so she ain't reimbursed the church. So, needless to say, after the service, I plan on going by her house. If she ain't got that $200.16, trust me, I'm gonna put the lights out, and I ain't talking about the ones in the house. Take it however you mean it. Take it however I mean it. Announcement number two. Sister Charlene will be at church next Sunday before we open up Sanctuary. She'll be standing outside in the parking lot, and she'll be doing a food stamp sale on her card, 2-for-1. Okay, I told her you can't bring that into the church because we don't do it. Now this is the house of God, so you can't bring that mess in the church. But if you would meet me in the parking lot, I'll get some stamps. Sure will. I'll do that. And let me have your card. I do that because that works for me. That makes good business sense for me. Announcement number three, Mother Pearline, bless her heart. Mother Pearline suffered a major setback. As you all know, she had a stroke, and she's recovering from a stroke. It was touch and go for a minute. It was touch and go for a minute, but I'm just here to report that she is doing well, doing a lot better. Matter of fact, she was eating some food. I went over to her house, me and the first lady, and we was feeding her. And she was eating some pureed carrots that I was feeding it to her, and she coughed and spit some of the stuff, the carrots, in my face. And you know, where she hadn't been able to talk, when she spit them carrots in my face, and I slapped her, she said, "Ouch." That's the first word she had said in almost a month. So I'm here to tell you that she's getting better. She's getting better because that was a definitive ouch. It was. I mean, I understood it. My wife understood it. And we sure enough heard it. Finally, we come to the part of the announcement that I always look forward to, not looking forward to, for it is the building fund total. As you know, the building fund has so much to offer, a little bit of everything. Humor, adventure, horror, but most of all, unpredictability. As of today, the building fund has raised, and I quote, "It don't matter what you say, the building fund will always be whatever you use your imagination to believe it to be. Furthermore, stop saying the building fund when we ain't never going to have no building." Who the hell wrote that? Oh, you know what? I'm not going to keep turning this thing over and over and over. And see, folks wonder why I'm always showing them my pistol in church in the pulpit. Boy, y'all keep playing with the pastor like that. Keep on, yeah, I'm going to let these bullets rain. Well, thank you so much for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. And as I always like to do, I'm going to pray us out. So I said, all ears about, all eyes are closed. Unless, of course, you're blind. And it really don't matter, does it? I mean, seriously, for real. Oh, Lord, we thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. We thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for making a way. I don't know. What way is that? That other way. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty, mistrial. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. Never mind. Apparently, I'm in it. But most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone, for loving us more than we can love you or even ourselves. And continue to wrap your arms around us and pull us and hold us close to your bosom, keeping us safe, keeping us protected from all hurt, harm, and danger. And we will be forever mindful to give you honor, glory, and praise. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You guys, be blessed and not stressed. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. I'll see you next Sunday with more Nuts, with more Dre. Why? Because I'm a little bit hungry. I'm going to eat me just a little bite and put on me just a little weight. You guys, take care, and I miss you already. Have a great night.
Hey, cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Married, I'ma worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they hungry, they'll be alright. Cruising in the whip, feeling alright. Turn up and worship at the red light. Getting lost in the praise, but I'm too hype. Light turn green, now they hugging, they'll be alright. They be trying to put the hoses to my fire. They don't understand why I be praising my Messiah. Sounding like a church in my car with no choir. The windows roll down, turn it up a little higher. When I'm in the spirit, I be feeling transformed. Want me turn it down, saying no to lukewarm. God say do it better, do it, been warned. Baptize my renewed, feeling reborn. I know there's a lot that don't like how I do things. They be trying to take me down, trying new things. They don't understand I got protection from the true king. There's a cross on my back that I must clean. Send a praise to the heaven like it's fireworks. Everybody want the chorus how the body works. Sunday night praising God till the body hurts. Giving honor to the Father for his mighty works. If you're looking for a reason, I can give you one. Think about a battle that you shouldn't have won. If you woke up in the morning, there's another one. If I was you, I would give praise to the Holy One. God gave me joy so the world can't take it. Riding on the boat, sending waves, trying to shake it. Aiming for my faith on the daily, trying to break it. Real fruits from the vine, can't fake it.
Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Turn up and worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they hungry, they'll be alright. Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Turn up and worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they hungry, they'll be alright.
I just do what's required, this ain't my ways. Wait a minute, why they looking at me sideways? All the shade rolling in like a tidal wave. I just learned to turn it up on them highways. Going through, praise God, you forget the hurt. Praising God, what the seeds that be in the dirt. Got my worship on high on the way to work. Ayy, swerving in my Challenger, skirt, skirt. Gotta even learn to do it in the bad times. Broken heart even in the sad times. He can change the game around before it's even halftime. Put the enemy to sleep before it's nap time. The God I praise hold all the power. FPNL ain't got nothing on his tower. He can bring them lights any minute, any hour. He the one that turn your seed, homie, to a flower. Thank God for the chance when them windows up. I be crying like a baby for a sippy cup. Tears rolling down my face begging God to lift me up. Had a bad day, that's a good pick me up. Thank God for the chance when the windows up. I be crying like a baby for a sippy cup. Ay, tears rolling down my face begging God to lift me up. Had a bad day, boy, that's a good pick me up.
Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Turn up my worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they hungry, they'll be alright. Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Turn up my worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light.